think an epidemic, either naturally caused or intentionally caused, is the most likely thing to cause, say, 10 million excess deaths. And that it's pretty surprising how little preparedness there is for it. Now, it's tricky because this is a global problem, so you know, how do countries work together? Which countries should put up what resources? And you know, every aspect of it, the resources to go engage in the affected countries, the allocation decisions. As we've seen various flu scares come along, we haven't had a super good response. So the paradigmatic examples are smallpox for an intentionally caused thing, that there was a simulation called Dark Winter that didn't come out very well, i.e. smallpox scored one and humanity scored zero. Flu epidemics, where you know we always talk about the potential recurrence of a 1917-like Spanish flu problem. And then Ebola, which, although it was much smaller, there was some luck involved in that. Because it wasn't spread through respiratory contact, the reproductive rate was a lot lower, and you know, it was basically people who were sick or dead who were doing most of the transmission. And so through a lot of heroic effort and a little bit of luck, it stayed under control and was largely contained to the three countries. You know, Zika is still recent enough that the understanding of, okay, should we have seen it sooner? Even understanding what the steady state case looks like in terms of immunogenicity, why it showed up in South America and didn't show up in Africa. I know people are hard at work trying to answer these questions. So the lessons from that one, I'm not trying to minimize that one at all, but I think they're less clear than from Ebola. You know, I think it's too bad in a way that we have had to have these epidemics to get us to move, but the timing in terms of the science, the recognition that epidemics don't respect borders, and so whether you're looking at this through a humanitarian lens or a purely domestic lens, these are investments that should be made. I think this is a very positive step.
How did you feel this came out, particularly during COVID and the work you were doing on vaccines for that? How do you feel when you become part of this whole kind of conspiracy theory stuff going on? Does that bother you? Does it get you at all?
So I have people who track it, and we often think, which of these things should you respond to? You know, if they get broad enough, then you want to respond. If they're just in the truly crazy niche, then probably you don't want to amplify it.
So, how many clues do you need to confirm that this guy, who's not a doctor, wants to depopulate the planet? First, from his own mouth.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Now, look at his latest product. It's called Appeal. It's like a wax coating that goes on fruits and vegetables for them to last longer. First, you can't wash it off, and according to their own documentation, you can find traces of arsenic, lead, and mercury on their products. What? So the same guy who says he wants to depopulate is deeply invested in abortions, deeply invested in vaccines, and he's now putting arsenic in the food supply. He doesn't believe in planting trees.
I don't plant trees.
He wants your food to be grown in a lab with God knows what, and he wants to block out the sun. I mean, who is this guy?
I mean, are we the science people or are we the idiots? Which one do we want to be?
And now's the time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there.
Well, folks, for our first episode, we go to The Independent. We're just so blessed to have him, Dr. Bill Gates. You know, Dr. Bill Gates has really been a trustworthy source of comforting quotes about human depopulation, overpopulation, and great replacement theories, smelling farts, hanging out with Epstein, all these other just heartwarming tales. Well, Bill Gates, in an interview, warned of a terrible bioterrorism attack that could be down the road from where we are now. Without any further ado, let's get into this first article. From The Independent, by Thomas Kingsley, published the 9th of November, my birthday, by the way. And keep that in mind, this was published exactly 10 days ago. Bill Gates warns of smallpox terror attacks as he seeks research funds. Bill Gates warns that bioterrorism could be a bigger threat than naturally occurring epidemics. We have a small video right here. We'll play this before we get into the episode. Give me 1 second. Minor technical difficulties.
Hoping in 5 years I can write a book called, you know, We Are Ready for the Next Pandemic. But it'll take tens of billions in R&D that the US and the UK will be part of that. It'll take probably about $1 billion a year for a pandemic task force at the WHO level, which is doing the surveillance and actually doing what I call germ games, where you practice. You say, okay, what if a bioterrorist brought smallpox to 10 airports? You know, how would the world respond to that? You know, that there's naturally caused epidemics and bioterrorism caused epidemics that could even be way worse than what we experience today. And yet the advances in medical science should give us tools that, you know, we...
Well, you heard him, folks. From The Independent, Bill Gates warns of smallpox terror attacks as he seeks research funds. Bill Gates warned that bioterrorism could be a bigger threat than natural occurring epidemics, by Thomas Kingsley, published November 9th. And as I said, remember, just 10 days old at this point. Bill Gates has warned governments to prepare for smallpox terror attacks and future pandemics by investing billions into research and development. Mr. Gates made the comment in a policy exchange interview with the chair of Health Select Committee, Jeremy Hunt. He said that countries like the US and the UK must spend, quote, tens of billions, end quote, to fund research, adding that while it may be expensive, it could lead to the eradication of the flu and common cold. Quote, I'm hoping in 5 years I can write a book called We Are Ready for the Next Pandemic, but it'll take tens of billions in research and development. The US and the UK will be part of that, he said. Quote, it'll take probably about a billion a year for a pandemic task force at the WHO level, which is doing the surveillance and actually doing what I call germ games, where you can practice. The Microsoft co-founder suggested that germ games could prepare nations for bioterrorism, such as smallpox attacks on airports. Mr. Gates warned that bioterrorism-caused epidemics could be worse than naturally occurring ones. Dr. Gates, I'm being sarcastic, Mr. Gates, shone a light on the beneficial medical innovation that could come out of increasing investments into research and development. Quote, nice thing is that a lot of R&D we need to do to be ready for the next pandemic are things like making vaccines cheap, having big factories eradicating the flu, getting rid of common colds, and making vaccines just a little patch on your arm that will be incredibly beneficial even in the years when we don't have pandemics, he said. He added that he will continue to talk about pandemic preparedness as part of his work in philanthropy. He said, quote, so long with the climate message and ongoing fight against diseases of the poor, pandemic preparedness is something I'll be talking about a lot. And I think it'll find a fertile ground because, you know, we lost trillions of dollars and millions of lives, and citizens expect their governments not to let that happen again. People should not rely on their government to prevent pandemics. When the pandemic comes, we handle it with our own discretion, and we let society go on. Did we not just witness the entire mass derailing, the entire system? We just watched all of 2020. Industry collapsed, and we're still feeling the ripples of that right now. No, people should not look to their government to prevent this kind of shit from happening. The government should investigate the source and do its best to research the do what we did to get the vaccine we got now, except for stop all the fucking mandates and no lockdowns, no mandated shit, nothing. But you should not count on the government to do shit for you other than tax you out of existence if it can. And that brings us to the end of this article by Thomas Kingsley. So it's interesting that Bill Gates is so worried about the possibility of a smallpox terror attack. Quite fascinating. Well, let's move into the next article, shall we? But first, we must now go to a word from our sponsor.
Imagine a world where you can reverse the effects of age, stress, and sun. From the leading name in biotechnology comes Regenerate, another breakthrough from the Umbrella Corporation. Regenerate's revolutionary T-cell formula actually brings dead cells back to life. Now, your youthful beauty can last forever. Always consult your doctor before starting treatment. Some side effects may occur. Regenerate is a registered trademark of the Umbrella Corporation. Our business is life itself.
We now head over to Yahoo News for the next article and last article of today's episode. Now remember, Bill Gates is very worried about a smallpox outbreak. Smallpox, a virus that was largely believed to be eradicated and not exist in any forms anywhere, just to have been gone, removed entirely. Yet Bill Gates is worried about it. And that article is 10 days old. Now, I have an interesting one here from Yahoo. FBI investigating vials labeled smallpox found in lab near Philadelphia. By Jana Winter, investigative correspondent. The FBI and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating, quote, questionable vials labeled smallpox and found in a freezer last night at a Merck facility outside Philadelphia, according to an alert sent to the Department of Homeland Security leadership on Tuesday night. Merck, being a company getting very active in the COVID vaccine game right now. They're making their own vaccine, and they're making that daily pill, Pfizer Mictin. Now, moving on. There were reportedly a total of 15 questionable vials, according to the unclassified, quote, for official use only, end quote, alert. A copy of which obtained by Yahoo News, 5 of the vials were labeled as smallpox, and 10 were labeled as vaccinia. The vials were secured immediately. The discovery of the vials prompted a lockdown of the facility, which has since been lifted. The FBI and the CDC launched investigations, which remain ongoing. Two big government agencies that I don't fucking trust. We're going to find out that the FBI knew about this being there like 10 months ago, and they just sat on it. Quote, "There is no indication that anyone has been exposed to the small number of frozen vials. The frozen vials labeled smallpox were incidentally discovered by a laboratory worker while cleaning out a freezer in the facility that conducts vaccine research in Pennsylvania," a CDC spokesperson told Yahoo News. So you mean, I want to assume this person's been cleaning there before, and all the other times they went in there and cleaned, they just never came across this virus that no one believed to still be in existence. No being vaccinated for it anymore. I mean, I'm sure you can still get a vaccination for it. I actually been thinking about getting vaccinated for it. I'm like, I still feel like now might be a good time to go get that. Now, how is it that this person can clean out that freezer multiple times and only now suddenly realize, oh, hey, this fucking horrific virus? Quote, "CDC, its administration partners, and law enforcement are investigating the matter. And the vials. Contents appear intact. The laboratory worker who discovered the vials was wearing gloves and a face mask." Thank God for a face mask. They're wearing two of them. "We will provide further details as they are available," the spokesperson said. Sure you. "Smallpox, a disease caused by Viola virus, is considered so deadly that only two labs in the world are authorized to store samples of the virus, including one in Russia and the other in CDC Atlanta." A place where this wasn't. "Scientists have debated for years whether to destroy any remaining samples, citing the danger of a mishap that could unleash a disease that has been eradicated since the 1970s. Those in favor of keeping the samples have argued they are needed to develop new vaccines in response to a new outbreak." If you destroy them, why would you need vaccines for the outbreak if it's all destroyed? "The majority of Americans are not vaccinated against smallpox, and those who were vaccinated would likely now have waning immunity. The CDC will arrive on site tomorrow to take custody of the vials and transport them to another facility for testing. The alert notes, no personnel were reportedly exposed to material." Quote, "There is no indication that anyone has been exposed to a small number of frozen vials labeled smallpox." I just read that. That's just repeating the way I already said earlier. Okay, we'll just read it again, I guess. Quote, "There is no indication that anyone has been exposed to the small number of frozen vials. The frozen vials labeled smallpox were incidentally discovered by a laboratory worker while cleaning the freezer in a facility that conducts vaccine research in Pennsylvania," CDC said in a statement to Yahoo News. Quote, "CDC's administration partners and law enforcement are investigating the matter and how the vial contents appear intact. The laboratory worker who discovered the vials was wearing glasses and a face mask. We will provide further details as they are available." Merck, DHS, and FBI did not immediately respond to a request for comment. And that is the end of that article by Jana Winter. Again, that is FBI and... Again, that is Yahoo News. Author Jana Winter. Headline, FBI investigating vials labeled smallpox found in lab near Philadelphia. Bill Gates worried about a smallpox epidemic. A random thing to worry about considering no one believed this to still be a risk. Most people don't even believe it still exists anymore. And it just, poof, out of the blue. And one of those shady big pharma companies that have been working with the government, poof, And the guy the government's been working on with Fauci over the whole COVID thing, a guy who's not actually a doctor of any kind, he's just a computer salesman, Bill Gates, poof. Same guy that's buying up all that farmland and wants you to quit eating meat and quit having kids, Bill Gates, is worried about the smallpox outbreak and being used as a bioweapon. I mean, this guy does know some people. I mean, he was friends with Epstein. If you know Epstein, you know people. And there's a bunch of ways you can look at this right now. One, why is it there? How did it get there? There are only two places on the planet that this virus is permitted to exist. And it was in neither of those fucking places. What is the deal with that? I don't like that. Second off, who is paying for this? Money is being exchanged. The transportation costs money. The storage costs money. This whole operation cost money. Who flipped the bill? Why is that? Why are these vials there? There are plenty of unanswered questions surrounding this. And yet Bill Gates is worried about it. Bill Gates, for we even knew about this before this employee supposedly found it. And again, that employee cleaned that storage, that freezer so many times previously, I imagine, and never once found these vials of fucking smallpox. And then poof, all of a sudden, oh no, look, smallpox. And vaccinia. Bill Gates was talking about it barely 10 days prior to this discovery. Interesting stuff. Well, that being said, thank you for listening to Inside Four Walls. I've been your host, James Madison, and I wish you a great rest of your day.